This is the Sunday morning worship service of the Trinity Baptist Church, Greensboro, High Point, Guilford County, North Carolina, and the world for this, the 12th day of February, in the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, 2012. Hear now the word of the Lord as recorded in Psalm 1. The reading begins at verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Psalm 1, verses 1 through 6. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, thy will be done. Thy will be done. Thy will be done in this service to the glory of God in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And amen. Our opening selection is titled Holy, Holy, Holy. Found as selection number one in the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal, published by Convention Press, Nashville, Tennessee, USA. The lyrics are now offered. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Holy, 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 all the saints adore thee, casting down their golden crowns around the glassy sea. cherubim and seraphim falling down before thee, who wert and art and evermore shalt be. Holy, 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 though the darkness hide thee, though the eye of sinful man thy glory may not see, only thou art holy, there is none beside thee, perfect in power, in love and purity. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, all thy work shall praise thy name in earth and sky and sea. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Amen. Holy, holy, holy. Hear now the word of the Lord as recorded in Psalm 48. Psalm 48, the reading begins at verse 1. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion. On the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. Psalm 48, verses 1 through 14. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the blessed Holy Ghost, with specificity. Hallelujah, in the precious, matchless name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. Our next selection is titled, Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound, found as selection number 165. In the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal, selection 165, Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound. The lyrics are now offered. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace has brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. The Lord has promised good to me. His word my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. Amen. Psalm 100, the reading begins at verse 1. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. Psalm 100, verses 1 through 5. Our next selection is titled, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name, found as selection number 40 in the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal. The song is titled, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name, selection number 40. The lyrics are now offered. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown Him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown Him Lord of all. Ye chosen seed of Israel's race, ye ransomed from the fall, hail Him who saves you by His grace, and crown Him Lord of all. Hail Him who saves you by His grace, and crown Him Lord of all. Let every kindred, every tribe on this terrestrial ball, to Him all majesty ascribe, and crown Him Lord of all. To Him all majesty ascribe, and crown Him Lord of all. Oh, that with yonder sacred throng we at His feet may fall, we'll join the everlasting song and crown Him Lord of all. We'll join the everlasting song and crown Him Lord of all. Amen. straightforward. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Hallelujah. 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 Hear now the word of the Lord as recorded in Psalm 150. Psalm 150. Psalm 150. The reading begins at verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 150, verses 1 through 6, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, praise, 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 praise be to thy name. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Hallelujah. My soul doth magnify the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Our next selection is titled, Onward, Christian Soldiers. Onward, Christian Soldiers, found at selection number 393 in the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal. Selection 393, Onward, Christian Soldiers. The lyrics are now offered. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe, forward into battle. See his banners go. See his banner go. Let's read it right now. Let's offer it correctly. Let's start back over. Song is titled, Onward, Christian Soldiers. The lyrics are now offered properly. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe, forward into battle, see his banner go. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. At the sign of triumph, Satan's host doth flee. On then, Christian soldiers, on to victory. Hell's foundations quiver at the shout of praise. Brothers, lift your voices, loud your anthems raise. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Like a mighty army moves the church of God. Brothers, we are treading where the saints have trod. We are not divided, all one body we, one in hope and doctrine, one in charity. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war with the cross of Jesus going on before. Onward then, ye people, join our happy throng, blend with ours your voices in the triumph song. Glory, Lord, and honor unto Christ the King. This through countless ages men and angels sing. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before.
Thank you.
Christian soldiers marching as to war with the cross of Jesus going on before. Hear now the word of the Lord as recorded in Daniel chapter 1 in the Old Testament, the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 1, you will find the book of Daniel, that it follows the book of Ezekiel. The book of Daniel follows the book of Ezekiel, and it precedes the book of Hosea. The book of Daniel follows the book of Ezekiel, and it precedes the book of Hosea. As you know, Ezekiel follows the book of Lamentations. Lamentations and then Ezekiel. Of course, Lamentations follow Jeremiah. Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel. Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel. As a matter of fact, Lamentations are the Lamentations of Jeremiah. So the book of Jeremiah, then the Lamentations of Jeremiah, then Ezekiel, and of course, following Ezekiel, you will find the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 1, the reading begins at verse 1. Daniel chapter 1, the reading begins at verse 1. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand with part of the vessels of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar, to the house of his God. And he brought the vessels into the treasure house of his God. And the king spake unto Aspenaz, the master of his eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel and of the king's seed and of the princes, children in whom was no blemish, but well favored and skillful in all wisdom and cunning in knowledge and understanding science, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat and of the wine which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years, that at the end thereof they might stand before the king. Now among these were of the children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, unto whom the prince of the eunuchs gave names. For he gave unto Daniel the name of Belteshazzar, and to Hananiah of Shadrach, and to Mishael of Meshach, and to Azariah of Abednego. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. And the prince of the eunuchs said unto Daniel, I fear my lord the king, who hath appointed your meat and your drink. For why should he see your faces worse likened than the children which are of your sort. Then shall ye make me in danger my head to the king. Then said Daniel to Melzar, whom the prince of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, and Mishael, and Azariah, prove thy servants, I beseech thee, 10 days, and let them give us pulse to eat and water to drink. Then let our countenance be looked upon before thee, and the countenance of the children that eat of a portion of the king's meat. And as thou seest, deal with thy servants. So he consented to them in this matter, and proved them 10 days. And at the end of 10 days, their countenances appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat. Then Melzar took away the portion of their meat and the wine that they should drink, and gave them pulse. As for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Now at the end of the days that the king had said he should bring them in, then the prince of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. And the king communed with them, and among them all was found none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore stood they before the king, and in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in all his realm. And Daniel continued even unto the first year of King Cyrus. Daniel chapter 1, verses 1 through 21. Our next selection is titled, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. When I Survey the Wondrous Cross, found as selection number 111 in the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal. The lyrics are now offered. When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss, and pour contempt on all my pride. Forbid it, Lord, that I should boast, save in the death of Christ my God. All the vain things that charm me most, I sacrifice them to his blood. See, from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flow mingled down. Did ever such love and sorrow meet, or thorns compose so rich a crown? Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were a present far too small. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. Amen.
Thank you.
When I survey the wondrous cross, hear now the word of the Lord as recorded in Daniel chapter 2. Daniel chapter 2, the reading begins at verse 1. And in the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar dreamed dreams wherewith his spirit was troubled and his sleep brake from him. Then the king commanded to call the magicians and the astrologers and the sorcerers and the Chaldeans, for to show the king his dreams. So they came and stood before the king. And the king said unto them, I have dreamed a dream, and my spirit was troubled to know the dream. Then spake the Chaldeans and the king, reading once again now, Daniel chapter 2, verse 4. Daniel chapter 2, verse 4. Then spake the Chaldeans to the king in Syriac, O king, live forever. Tell thy servants the dream, and we will show the interpretation. The king answered and said to the Chaldeans, the thing is gone from me. If ye will not make known unto me the dream with the interpretation thereof, ye shall be cut in pieces, and your houses shall be made a dunghill. But if ye show the dream and the interpretation thereof, ye shall receive of me gifts and rewards and great honor. Therefore show me the dream and the interpretation thereof. They answered again, reading now verse 7 of Daniel chapter 2. They answered again and said, let the king tell his servants the dream, and we will show the interpretation of it. The king answered and said, I know of certainty that ye would gain the time, because ye see the thing is gone from me. But if ye will not make known unto me the dream, there is but one decree for you, for ye have prepared lying and corrupt words to speak before me, till the time be changed. Therefore tell me the dream, and I shall know that ye can show me the interpretation thereof. The Chaldeans answered before the king and said, there is not a man upon the earth who can show the king's matter. Therefore there is no king, lord, or ruler that asks such things of any magician or astrologer or Chaldean. And it is a rare thing that the king requires, and there is none other that can show it before the king except the gods, whose dwelling is not with flesh. For this cause the king was angry and very furious, and commanded to destroy all the wise men of Babylon. And the decree went forth that the wise men should be slain, and they sought Daniel and his fellows to be slain. Then Daniel answered with counsel and wisdom to Arioch, the captain of the king's guard, which was going forth to slay the wise men of Babylon. He answered and said to Arioch, the king's captain, why is the decree so hasty from the king? Then Arioch made the thing known to Daniel. Then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time, and that he would show the king the interpretation. Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they would desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered and said, Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his, and he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who has given me wisdom and might, and has made known unto me now what we desired of thee. For thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. Therefore Daniel went in unto Arioch, whom the king had ordained to destroy the wise men of Babylon. He went and said unto thus unto him, let's read again now, Daniel chapter 2, verse 24. Daniel chapter 2, verse 24. Therefore Daniel went in unto Arioch, whom the king had ordained to destroy the wise men of Babylon. He went and said thus unto him, Destroy not the wise men of Babylon. Bring me in before the king, and I will show unto the king the interpretation. Then Arioch brought in Daniel before the king in haste, and said thus unto him, I have found a man of the captives of Judah that will make known unto the king the interpretation. The king answered and said to Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, Art thou able to make known unto me the dream which I have seen, and the interpretation thereof? Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, The secret which the king hath demanded cannot the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, the soothsayers show unto the king. But there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets and maketh known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. Thy dream and the visions of thy head upon thy bed are these. As for thee, O king, thy thoughts came into thy mind upon thy bed, what should come to pass hereafter. And he that revealeth secrets maketh known to thee what shall come to pass. But as for me, this secret is not revealed to me for any wisdom that I have more than any living, but for their sakes that shall make known the interpretation to the king, and that thou mightest know the thoughts of thy heart. Thou, O king, sawest, and behold, a great image. This great image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before thee, and the form thereof was terrible. This image's head was of fine gold, his breast and his arms of silver, his belly and his thighs of brass, his legs of iron, his feet part of iron and part of clay. Thou sawest till that a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay, and brake them to pieces. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold broken to pieces together, and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors, and the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them. And the stone that smote the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. This is the dream, and we will tell the interpretation thereof before the king. Thou, O king, art a king of kings, for the God of heaven hath given thee a kingdom, power, and strength, and glory. And wheresoever the children of men dwell, the beasts of the field and the fowls of the heaven hath he given into thine hand, and has made thee ruler over them all. Thou art this head of gold, and after thee shall arise another kingdom inferior to thee, and another third kingdom of brass, which shall bear rule over all the earth. And the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron, for as much as iron breaketh in pieces and subdueth all things, and as iron that breaketh all these shall it break in pieces and bruise. And whereas thou sawest the feet and toes, part of potter's clay and part of iron, the king shall be, let's read once again now, Daniel chapter 2, verse 41. Daniel chapter 2, verse 41. And whereas thou sawest the feet and toes, part of potter's clay and part of iron, the kingdom shall be divided, but there shall be in it of the strength of the iron, for as much as thou sawest the iron mixed with miry clay. And as the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. For as much as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it break in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great God hath made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter. And the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure. Then the king Nebuchadnezzar fell upon his face and worshiped Daniel, and commanded that they should offer an oblation and sweet odors unto him. The king answered unto Daniel and said, of a truth it is that your God is a God of gods, and a Lord of kings, and a revealer of secrets, seeing thou couldest reveal this secret. Then the king made Daniel a great man, and gave him many gifts, and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon, and chief of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon. Then Daniel requested of the king, and he set Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon. But Daniel sat in the gate of the king. Daniel chapter 2, verses 1 through 49. Daniel chapter 2, verses 1 through 49. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your faithfulness. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your faithfulness. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that we are sure that thou art faithful everlastingly and eternally. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Our next selection is titled, Faith of Our Fathers. Faith of Our Fathers. found as selection number 143 in the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal. The song is titled Faith of Our Fathers. The lyrics are now offered. Faith of our fathers, living still in spite of dungeon, fire, and sword. Oh, how our hearts beat high with joy whenever we hear that glorious word. Faith of our fathers, holy faith, we will be true to thee till death. Faith of our fathers, we will strive to win all nations unto thee, and through the truth that comes from God, mankind shall then be truly free. Faith of our fathers, holy faith, we will be true to thee till death. Faith of our fathers, we will love both friend and foe in all our strife, and preach thee too as love knows how, by kindly words and virtuous life. Faith of our fathers, holy faith, we will be true to thee till death. Sword. Hear now the word of the Lord as recorded in Daniel chapter 3. Daniel chapter 3, the reading begins at verse 1. Nebuchadnezzar, the king, made an image of gold whose height was 60 cubits, and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura, in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, sent to gather together the princes, the governors, and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Read it once again now. Daniel chapter 3, verse 2. Daniel chapter 3, verse 2. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent to gather together the princes, the governors, and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Then the princes, the governors, and captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces were gathered together unto the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then an herald cried aloud, "To you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king hath set up. And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth shall the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Therefore at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and all kinds of music, all the people, the nations, and the languages fell down and worshiped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up." Read it once again now. Daniel chapter 3, verse 7. Daniel chapter 3, verse 7. "Therefore at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and all kinds of music, all the people, the nations, and the languages fell down and worshiped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Wherefore at that time, certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. They spake and said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, 'O king, live forever. Thou, O king, has made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth, that he should be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made, well. But if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 17 times more than it was wont to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished, and rose up in haste, and spake, and said unto his counselors, Did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, True, O king. He answered and said, Lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace, and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire. And the princes, governors, and captains, and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men upon whose body the fire. Let's read once again now. Daniel chapter 3, verse 27. Daniel chapter 3, verse 27. And the princes, governors, and captains, and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men upon whose bodies The fire had no power, nor was an hair of their head singed. Neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who hath sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word, and yielded their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. Daniel chapter 3, verses 1 through 30. Our next selection is titled Rescue the Perishing. Found at selection number 283 in the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal. The song is titled Rescue the Perishing. Selection number 283. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying, snatch them in pity from sin and the grave. Weep over the erring one, lift up the fallen, tell them of Jesus, the mighty to save. Though they are slighting him, still he is waiting, waiting the penitent child to receive. Plead with them earnestly, plead with them gently, he will forgive if they only believe. Down in the human heart, crushed by the tempter, feelings lie buried that grace can restore. Touched by a loving heart, wakened by kindness, cords that are broken will vibrate once more. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying, Jesus is merciful, Jesus will save. Rescue the perishing, duty demands it, strength for thy labor, the Lord will provide. Back to the narrow way, patiently win them, tell the poor wanderer a Savior has died. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying, Jesus is merciful, Jesus will save. Let's offer it now appropriately and correctly. The song is titled Rescue the Perishing, selection number 283. The lyrics are now properly offered. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying, snatch them in pity from sin and the grave. Weep over the erring one, lift up the fallen, tell them of Jesus, the mighty to save. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying, Jesus is merciful, Jesus will save. Though they are slighting him, still he is waiting, waiting the penitent child to receive. Plead with them earnestly, plead with them gently, he will forgive if they only believe. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying, Jesus is merciful, Jesus will save. Down in the human heart, crushed by the tempter, feelings lie buried that grace can restore. Touched by a loving heart, wakened by kindness, cords that are broken will vibrate once more. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying, Jesus is merciful, Jesus will save. Rescue the perishing, duty demands it, strength for thy labor, the Lord will provide. Back to the narrow way, patiently win them, tell the poor wanderer a Savior has died. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying, Jesus is merciful, Jesus will save. Rescue the perishing. It is time for our offering. Our offertory scripture is found in Malachi chapter 3. Malachi chapter 3. The reading begins at verse 1. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto the Lord, as in the days of old, and as in former years. And I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers, and against the adulterers, and against false swearers, and against those that oppress the hireling in his wages, the widow and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right, and fear not me, saith the Lord of hosts. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your fathers ye are gone away from mine ordinances, and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye said, wherein shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? in tithes and offerings, ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Your works have been stout against me, saith the Lord. Yet ye say, what have we spoken so much against thee? Ye have said, it is vain to serve God. And what profit is it that we have kept his ordinance, and that we have walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts? And now we call the proud happy, yea, they that work wickedness are set up, yea, they that tempt God even delivered. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them, as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Malachi chapter 3, verses 1 through 18. We invite you and encourage you, wherever you are, to participate in our offering. You may do so by mailing your offering to Trinity Baptist Church, Post Office Box 2763, High Point, North Carolina, 27261, USA. Again, you may participate in our offering by mailing your offering to Trinity Baptist Church, Post Office Box 2763, High Point, North Carolina, 27261, USA. And you would make it payable to Trinity Baptist Church. Our offertory selection is titled Stand Up for Jesus. Found at selection number 389 in the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal. The song titled Stand Up for Jesus, selection number 389 in the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal. The lyrics are now offered. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall he lead, till every foe is vanquished, and Christ is Lord indeed. Stand up for Jesus, the trumpet call obey, forth to the mighty conflict, in this his glorious day. Ye who are men now serve him, against unnumbered foes, let courage rise with danger, and strength to strength oppose. Stand up for Jesus, stand in his strength alone, the arm of flesh will fail you, ye dare not trust your own. Put on the gospel armor, each piece put on with prayer, where duty calls a duty, or danger be never waiting, wanting there. Let's read again verse 3. Verse 3, stand up for Jesus. Stand in his strength alone. The arm of flesh will fail you. Ye dare not trust your own. Put on the gospel armor, each piece put on with prayer, where duty calls or danger, be never wanting there. Stand up for Jesus. The strife will not be long. This day the noise of battle, the next the victor's song. To him who overcometh, a crown of life shall be. He with the King of glory shall reign eternally. stand up for Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Wonderful and marvelous and magnificent is our God, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Israel, the God who raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Call your attention back now to Daniel chapter 3. Daniel chapter 3, beginning reading at verse 13. Daniel chapter 3, beginning reading at verse 13. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now if ye be ready, that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye shall fall down and worship the image which I have set up. Well, but if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. Let's read once again verse 16. Daniel chapter 3 verse 16. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Daniel chapter 13, chapter 3, that is, Daniel chapter 3, verses 13 through 18. Daniel chapter 3, verses 13 through 18. Our sermonic hymn for today is titled, Come Thou Almighty King. Come Thou Almighty King. Found as selection number 2 in the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal. Selection number 2, Come Thou Almighty King. The lyrics are now offered. Come Thou Almighty King, help us thy name to sing. Help us to praise Father, all glorious, over all victorious. Come and reign over us, Ancient of Days. Come thou incarnate word, gird on thy mighty sword, our prayer attend. Come and thy people bless, and give thy word success. Spirit of holiness, on us descend. Come, Holy Comforter, thy sacred witness bear in this glad hour. Thou who almighty art, now rule in every heart, and never from us depart, Spirit of power. To thee, great one in three, the highest praises be hence evermore. Thy sovereign majesty may we in glory see, and to eternity love and adore. Amen. Turning to our scripture now, verses 16, 17, and 18 of Daniel chapter 3. Daniel chapter 3, verses 16, 17, and 18, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Daniel chapter 3, verses 16 through 18. Let us pray. Father God, thank you for your word. Thank you for your faithfulness. Help us to be faithful in Jesus' name. Amen. Settle it in your heart. Settle it in your heart. Our topic subject for today, settle it in your heart. On the occasion of our text, the children of Israel have been brought from Jerusalem, from Judah, into Babylon, many hundred miles away from their home. And they are subject to a king who does not really continually respect the God of heaven. Though apparently he has heard of the God of heaven, but has not accepted him, and as a matter of fact, the king has his own gods. And he may even think of himself as a god of sort. Anyway, he builds an image in the plain of Dura. And he makes the decree that anyone who does not fall down upon hearing certain types of music, and as a matter of fact, it appears to be all kinds of music, anyone who does not fall down and worship the image shall be cast into a fiery furnace. And those of those days knew what that meant. They knew about the fiery furnaces that the kings maintained. They knew about the den of lions that the king maintained. And they were very aware that the king was the final authority in their nation, that he killed whom he wanted and he kept alive whom he wanted. He was the man who had the final word. One of the reasons that we pride ourselves today in our governmental forms that we identify as democracy or being democratic, and even in being republic, is that we say it is a government of laws rather than men. Meaning that men can't do a lot to harm us unless they abide by the law. And so we have set between us and the ultimate decision of men the law. And if man does something to us that is illegal according to the law, then we can draw the man, even governmental officials, before courts and jurors who will determine whether or not the man, even the government official, had the right to do that or has the right to try to do that to us. Back then it was not so. The king could basically do what he wanted, though he had counselors and so forth. And so if he decided that he was going to kill somebody, he could issue that decree immediately and it was done. And so people feared for their heads because they understood not only would the king kill them, he would burn down their house and kill their wives and children and make their houses a dunghill. They knew that was a reality. And so you have these children of Israel who served the God of heaven. And now they're faced with this decree by the king, that when you hear the music, you fall down and you worship the image that the king built in the plain of Dura. But the people of God, and this is not just then, true people of God always know that God is more important than man, and that we ought to obey God rather than man. And we've seen the Christians of the years, of the ages, stand on that principle that ye ought to obey God rather than man. And so the man Nebuchadnezzar built his image and gave his decree. But the children of the God of heaven knew that it was improper for them to bow to any other god. Not only was it improper then, it is just as improper now. And there are those of you who perhaps are bowing to many gods because they are talking about pluralism and they're talking about any living faith, and people are worshiping all kinds of gods. That is sinful. It means that you are double-minded at the least, and being double-minded at the least means you're unstable. And Satan knows that you're unstable, because once you accept any other god but the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, the God of heaven, then you are showing yourself as being unstable. James said in James chapter 1, verse 8, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Now, Satan has maneuvered so that in our current climate, if you are not flexible about things, they say you are tunnel visionistic, they say that you are conservative, ultra-conservative, they say that you are dangerous, that you won't work with people, and that there is something wrong with you. And so most of you who are listening to me more than likely are double-minded. That is, you will accept what is going on in the general society because you realize that if you don't, it won't go well with you. Well, that was a similar situation here. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego realized not only would it not go well with them, but that they would be thrown into the fiery furnace. And not at some future time when there had been a trial and they had time to defend themselves, but the king said, in that same hour, whatever hour you hear that music and you do not fall down and worship this image, in that same hour, you will be thrown into the fiery furnace. So they knew what the decree was. But they had settled in their hearts that they would not sin against the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Israel. They would not sin against the God of heaven. And they understood Satan will bring these things. I've faced them before. If you don't do this, we will do that. My friend, if you're going to be true to God, you must sever it in your heart that you're going to stand on the word of God no matter where the road leads. Well, Reverend, it might lead to my being fired. So be it. Well, Reverend, it might lead to my being killed. So be it. Reverend, it might lead to my losing everything I have. So be it. If you're not willing to stand for God. And on the other hand, if God is not willing to handle every situation you're in, then you truly are serving the wrong God. I won't serve a God who can't handle everything that happens to me as long as I'm true to him. I don't expect him to intervene when I do things that he said don't do. Though if I find myself in such a situation, I will repent to him and ask him to help me out. But I am assured that when I am faithful to him, that he most assuredly will be faithful to me. In other words, God will always do his part. God will always do his part. Every weakness you see in me is mine and the devil. But God always does his part. Satan likes to try to make God look as if he is incompetent. He can't do this and that. No, God is always competent. God is always able. God is always right on time, and he is never late. And I say often, all the good you see in me, that's God. And all the bad you see in me, that's me and the devil. Now the thing is try to make sure that everything about you is of God. That you dedicate yourself to God. But Satan will bring about these plain obdura situations where you will be challenged that if you do the will of God, and they knew what the will of God was, Nebuchadnezzar had been to Jerusalem. He knew about their God. He knew about their word. He wasn't stupid. These people who bring these things before you Most of them know about your God. They're trying to get you fired. They're trying to get you into trouble. And they think you're going to melt before them. But you tell the devil he's a liar. I've done it many times. And it looks crazy. I've done it so many times that people think I'm crazy because I do the other thing. If you do it long enough, not only will it look crazy, they're going to think you're crazy. But I can say hallelujah. God has delivered me every time. God has delivered me every time. And he will deliver you, but you must settle it in your heart that you are going to stand with God no matter where the road leads. Well, Reverend, I don't want to die. Jesus said, of them born of women, there has not risen a greater than John the Baptist, other than himself, Jesus. So of all the men born of women, there had not risen a greater than John the Baptist. And God let John the Baptist get his head cut off before he was 33 years old. Are you better than John the Baptist? God let his own son writhe on a cross, hanging between earth and heaven, until he hurt so bad. Until he cried out, Eli, oh, lama sabachthani. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Are you better than Jesus Christ? Christian history says that Peter was crucified upside down. Are you better than Peter? James was apparently killed. Are you better than James? Have you not read the book of the martyrs? Have you not read in the book of Revelation that under the altar in heaven, there are the spirits of saints who are saying, oh Lord, how long will it be before you avenge us for those who killed us on earth? How long will it be? This is the nature of standing with God. The devil is a killer. He is a liar. He is the father of lies. And he has slain many Christians. And he hasn't finished slaying Christians. The reason you don't see him slaying too many these days is because most of us are not standing up. That's why a lot of us are still alive. Because we are not standing up like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stood up. We need to stand up for God. Stand up for Jesus. But Reverend, what difference does that, what sense does that make? If I stay alive, I can do the Lord's work. What can I do if I'm dead? When you deny the Lord, that is worse than anything that can happen to you. Because Satan is betting that he's going to get you to deny him. But what you need to do is pray, be strong in the Lord, the power of his might, put on the whole armor of God. And some of you don't even know what the armor of God is. Because you are so much in the world, and I'm not trying to be mean to you. I'm not trying to be evil to you. But God says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand and withstand in the evil time against the wiles of the devil. For we fight not, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against spiritual wickedness in high places. In other words, spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego earned, by the grace of God, their place in Christian history forever. By saying, King, we're not going to bow down. We don't care what you say and what you're going to do. And yesterday, they're going to say it's crazy and they're going to want to send you to a psychiatrist. However, listen to what the Lord says here. Finally, my brethren, this is in Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Some of you are so weak. That's why the devil has you doing all kind of stuff. You're into the devil's stuff. The devil not worried about you, because he's leading you. Even though you go to church, you preach in church, you might be a bishop, but the devil is leading you. I'm not trying to be mean to you, but somebody needs to bring your sin preacher to the fore. Somebody needs to bring your sin bishop to the fore. Because the reason that things are so bad is really not because of the devil winning so many battles. It's because of the church losing so many battles. The reason that in America is so spiritually decrepit, it is the organized church. Because if you were doing what you should be doing, there would not be so many people believing in abortion. If you were doing what you should be doing, there would not be so many people playing the lottery and approving the lottery in the referendums. If you were doing what you should be doing, there would not be so many people voting for homosexual activity. The church must own this. Yeah, the devil is always after us, but the church has to own the situation. And you look down on us who stand and say, we're going to stand with God, because you are out in the mainstream. And you are talking about being prosperous and getting money. And you are building, and I'm not criticizing you, but you are building physical structures. But nobody in the world has the job of getting people saved but the Church of Jesus Christ. The state will teach people how to read, write, and compute. But if the church does not get people saved, nobody will. And if the church does not get people filled with the Holy Ghost, nobody will. And if your members were saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, they wouldn't be out there marching in favor of homosexual activity. If your members were saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, they wouldn't be out there playing the lottery. I don't care how much money they won and brought to the church. If your members were saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, they wouldn't be out there supporting Planned Parenthood. So the church must own this. Yeah, you're big. You got 10,000 members. You got millions of dollars. And you are Reverend Dr. So-and-so. And if Nebuchadnezzar had given you the choice of falling down and worshiping the image in the plain of Dura, or going into the fiery furnace, you would have fallen down. That's the problem with the church today. That's the problem with the church today. That's the problem. You have not settled in your mind that you're going to stand for God no matter what the president says, no matter what the Congress says, no matter what the governor says. You have not settled in your minds. There are too many preachers who have not settled in your mind, their minds, and they're not leading people to settle in their minds. You need to settle it in your mind. You need to settle it in your mind. You need to settle it in your mind that wherever the road leads, well, then they won't call me to preach and I won't make that money. You are sure right. You're 100% right. They will stop calling you to preach and you won't make the money. You're right. You're logical. You are right. But you're wrong in not standing for God. You will fall for almost anything. Well, Reverend, you can say that, but I ain't going to change. I know a lot of you are. But my job is to warn you. My job is to warn you. Your blood is off my hands. You see, you now have the obligation to examine yourself to see whether or not you be in the faith. Well, Reverend, I don't know how we can do this because the government is real strong. Well, Paul told you in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. No, you're too quick. You're too busy looking at the pretty women sitting on the front seat, some of you. Then some of you are too busy being homosexuals yourself. Others of you are too busy getting money and too busy playing the lottery and going to Las Vegas. Preachers. Preachers. Settle it in your minds. Settle it in your mind. Settle it in your minds. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Let us pray. Almighty God, I have settled it in my mind. I will stand with you no matter where the road leads. Almighty God, I have settled it in my mind. I will stand with you wherever the road leads. Almighty God, I have settled it in my mind. I will stand with thee wherever the road leads. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Those of you who have been convicted by this sermon, you need to come to Jesus right now, just as you are. He's waiting. Some preacher need to come, some bishop, maybe some pope, some elder, some deacons, some trustees, some choir members, some ushers, some missionaries. You need to come to Jesus right now. Just now. Just as you are. Come to Jesus right now. How do I do it? You just say, Lord God, I've been wrong. Oh, Lord, save my soul. Oh, Lord, forgive me. Oh, Lord, fill me with the Holy Ghost. Lord, I have been wrong. Strengthen me, oh, Lord. Our hymn of invitation is titled, Just As I Am. Just As I Am. Just As I Am. Found as selection number 187 in the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal. Selection number 187 in the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal. The song is titled, Just As I Am. The lyrics are now offered. Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou biddest me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come just as I am, and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot. O Lamb of God, I come. I come just as I am, though tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings within and fears without. O Lamb of God, I come. I come just as I am, wretched, blind, sight, riches, healing of the mind, yet all I need in thee to find. O Lamb of God, I come. I come. Just as I am, thou wilt receive, wilt welcome, pardon, cleanse, relieve, because thy promise I believe. O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am, thy love unknown hath broken every barrier down. Now to be thine, yea, thine alone, O Lamb of God, I come, I come.
Thank you.
just as I am. You may come just as you are, and you need to come right now. You don't know exactly what tomorrow is going to bring. There are people who had plans yesterday, but they're not here today. We don't know what a day is going to bring. You need to come right now, just as you are. How do I come, Reverend? Just say, Father God, save my soul. You say, I'm already saved, Reverend. Say, Father God, cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Sanctify me and fill me with the Holy Ghost. Sanctify me and fill me with the Holy Ghost. Is that it, Reverend? Well, he'll begin to deal with you. Once you tell him that you want more of him, he will begin to deal with you. He knows exactly what it will take to get you where you want to get. He knows how many hooks Satan has in you. He knows how many ways you've been drugged and pulled by Satan. The fact that you are very popular, some of you, is because you will go any way the forces of Satan drag you. You must be willing to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow Jesus. It is not a popular thing, but God is more than all you could ever give up for him. You see, you want to hold on to what you have, but God is always more than what you're being called to sacrifice. God is always more than what you are being called to sacrifice for him. He will keep you in perfect peace. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee. But a simple process is to just say, O Lord, save my soul. Or, O Lord, forgive me my sins. O Lord, sanctify me. O Lord, fill me with the Holy Ghost. The simple process is just say what it is you need. If you need salvation, say, Lord, save me. If you need to be sanctified, say, O Lord, sanctify me. And keep saying it with all your heart. You need the Holy Ghost. Say, oh Lord, fill me with the Holy Ghost. Well, my pastor said I already have the Holy Ghost. Are you filled with the Holy Ghost? We believe as Baptists that you become indwelt with the Holy Ghost at the moment you are saved. But we also believe that you can further be filled with the Holy Ghost. So the fact that you are indwelt with the Holy Ghost because you are saved doesn't necessarily mean that you are filled with the Holy Ghost. Now I understand that if you're apostolic and you believe that salvation comes at the speaking in tongues and the filling of the Holy Ghost, that you don't believe this. But as Baptists, we believe that the filling of the Holy Ghost is a subsequent thing, a thing that comes after salvation for many people, though some people are filled with the Holy Ghost at the time of salvation. Anyway, you need to talk to God. You need to talk to God. Many of you are not talking to God, and for some of you are afraid of what God will tell you. Because yes, you're going to have to let go those ungodly people in your life. And you don't want to do that because they are your God. They are the ones that make you happy. And you are not willing to trust God. But I want you right now to begin to say, oh Lord, minister to me. Oh Lord, just as I am, strengthen me. Oh Lord, save me. Oh Lord, fill me with the Holy Ghost. Oh Lord, sanctify me. Is that all I got to do, Reverend? Well, do that, and the Lord will lead you. You take that first step. How long do I do it, Reverend? Until you know that God has granted your petition. How long will that be, Reverend? I don't know. For some of you, it may be 2 seconds. For others of you, it may be 10 years because you're not willing to turn the world loose. He may have to let some horrible things happen to some of you before you are willing to turn loose the devil's gifts that the devil has given you. I don't know, but it can be instantaneous. It depends on you and whether or not you're willing to give God your all, everything. Brother, Satan has told you, well, this is just who I am. I ain't going to change. I know a lot of people like that. They ain't going to change. They don't plan to change. But my job is to let them know that they can. That they can come to Jesus. We're going to offer once again this hymn of invitation, just as I am. And during that time, I pray that you will begin to talk to God. Before we offer the lyrics, I'm going to pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you know who's listening. You know who is with me and where they are. In the name of Jesus, I beseech thee, God, rebuke Satan out of their lives. And as much authority as you give me, I now rebuke Satan. In the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, you are rebuked, Satan. The Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Loose them and let them go. Father God in heaven, in Jesus' name, make their tuning to this channel be a great blessing to them, not only now, but for the rest of their lives. And not only for the rest of their lives, but for any and every one they touch henceforth. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Father. Amen. I'm going to offer the lyrics once again to Just As I Am. Talk to God while the music is being offered. Selection number 187. Selection number 187. Just As I Am. 187. In the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal. Just As I Am, the lyrics are now offered. Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou biddest me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am, and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am, though tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings within and fears without, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am, poor, wretched, blind, sight, riches, healing of the mind, yea, all I need in thee to find, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am, thou wilt receive, wilt welcome, pardon, cleanse, relieve, because thy promise I believe, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am, thy love unknown has broken every barrier down. Now to be thine, yea, thine alone, O Lamb of God, I come, I come.
Thank you.
as I am. If you're someone who was not saved and you've become saved during this sermon and this worship service, please contact a Christian minister and or ministry, request and receive the ordinance of baptism. The Lord will lead you. Read your Bible daily and pray daily. The Lord be with you in Jesus' name. I am Pastor Clarence William Page, and this is Trinity Baptist Church. Let us look unto the Lord and be dismissed. And now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.